Welcome to a Little Grace to Grow podcast today, and I want to read a passage of scripture from 1 Chronicles chapter 22, verse 14. Now, over the years, as I have read through my Bible, every time I come to this passage of scripture, I highlight this scripture. It moves me. It's inspirational. And so it actually talks about King David's testimony in preparing for the house of the Lord. He is getting ready to turn the kingdom over to Solomon. And he makes this statement to Solomon. Now, behold, in my trouble, I have prepared for the house of the Lord. David says, in my trouble, I have prepared for the house of the Lord. I want us to consider that for a little bit. So, and here's a question. Will there ever be a good time to do the most important things in life? You know, if we wait for days of ease and comfort, untroubled times, we may never do what's most important. You will either get detracted from the best thing during times of trouble, or you will be determined to do the best thing in times of trouble. David chose to prepare for the best thing in his time of trouble, which was preparing for the house of the Lord. Most great ventures in life are not achieved through the valley of ease or the path of comfort. I remember even preparing for a marathon. There's a lot of training involved, and inevitably you have cold, rainy days that you got to run. You got to prepare yourself, and you can get behind real quick. Well, I love this, what David did. So you can let your trouble justify why you don't serve the Lord, or you can use it to drive you closer to the Lord. And there are some powerful principles from this text that should help us through troubled times. So the first thing I want us to point out is this. David's preparation for the house of the Lord in his trouble kept him close to God. You can't invest in something without putting your heart into it. There's a reason David was called a man after God's own heart. The Bible says, where your treasure is, there will your heart be also, Matthew 6:21. David's investment in the Lord's house, especially when it was difficult, fastened his heart even deeper into the Lord's work. It added more value to what he was doing. His preparation for the house of the Lord kept him out of trouble. And what I mean by that is it kept him out of sinful trouble. Okay, I'm not talking about the everyday troubles that we face or even spiritual warfare, things like that. I'm talking about sinful trouble. And so, you know, you may go through difficult times, but, you know, it's tragic that so many people use trouble as an excuse to get away from the house of the Lord, to get away from the things of God, to neglect their Bible reading, their prayer life, their witness. So anyways, the next point is this. David's preparation for the house of the Lord in his trouble helped him endure the trouble. So it not only kept him close to God, but it helped him endure the trouble. His purpose outweighed his problem. His cause was greater than his comfort. Therefore, he had leverage to go forward for God and not backward. What a great day when we discover God's plan for our lives is greater than ours. When we get involved in God's work, he equips us with the strength to accomplish it. Trouble is just a test, not a distraction. If you are troubled and feel like giving up, choose to do God's will and experience the strength that he will give you. There's a song, Little as Much When God Is In It, and in that song there's a statement, strength for thy labor the Lord will provide. That is the truth. God will always give you the grace to do his will. Always. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31, very familiar verse, says, they that wait upon the Lord, that word wait has to do with not just sitting still, but also service. They that wait upon the Lord shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. So along with this, David's preparation for the house of the Lord in his trouble helped him through the trouble. David did not live in constant trouble. We need to understand that. But during the times of trouble, he continued to prepare for the house of the Lord. In his final years, he was able to rest as he turned the kingdom over to Solomon. The best thing to do to get through your trouble is serve the Lord. Everyone goes through trouble. Job 14:1 says, "Man that is born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble." The answer to David's trouble was found in his investment in God's house. He came out of trouble because he kept serving the Lord in his trouble. It'll go away. It will pass. But there's a final thought here that I want us to consider. The house of the Lord was built. God had his way, and God used David's labor and David's investment to accomplish his will. And the greatest structure ever built on this earth, Solomon's temple, the temple of the Lord, okay, was built with the work, the labor, and the investment that David gave during his time of trouble. You and I have eternity coming. It's coming. And the best thing we can do is just keep investing. We can't see it now, but it is coming. And we'll be thankful. We'll be thankful that we just pressed on, okay? I hope this helped you. I don't know what you're going through this week. I don't know if you're having a tough time at home or at work. I don't know if you got bad news from the doctor, some financial bad news. I do know this. Don't give up serving God. The best thing to do is to stay faithful in your service for the Lord, regardless of what's going on. God will bless you for it. God will help you for it. And when you get involved in his business, he takes care of his people. God bless you and have a fantastic day.